don't even know. I can make your hands.
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
I can make your hands clap.
This is the Niagara Sports Report. Here's Rod Mahood on News Talk 610 CKTB.
And welcome. I hate to say it, but Montreal's magical run in the Stanley Cup playoffs, can I say is, or at least may be over? We've all heard the numbers, and numbers don't lie. When a team is down 3-0 in a best of seven series, here they are. Four teams, all time, have come back in the history of the NHL. And only one in the Stanley Cup final. The 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs over the Detroit Red Wings. Speaking of hockey, we'll talk hockey on the Niagara Sports Report today with Niagara Ice Dogs General Manager Joey Burke and hopefully a couple of special guests from England and Switzerland as well. The Ice Dogs, by the way, released their 2021-22 schedule this week. The NBA Finals will begin next week, and we'll talk basketball today with the Niagara River Lions Assistant General Manager, Antwi Antoihene, who also has some NBA connections and ties. The River Lions season is well underway. How about baseball? Well, the owner and president of the Welland Jackfish is coming up this hour as well, Ryan Harrison, but we'll begin with volleyball and sports recruiting. By the way, the Niagara Ice Dogs, the Niagara River Lions, and Welland Jackfish, all live right here, as in play-by-play on Niagara's news and sports leader this year and going forward. The Niagara Sports Report, proudly brought to you by Advanced Office Solutions, Niagara's business game changers. Find out why at aosgroup.ca or call toll-free 1-877-835-5756. As always, remember the name Advanced Office Solutions. Our first guest today joins us from Montreal, Quebec. She calls Niagara home. Former pro beach volleyball player and now the founder of Six Pack Recruiting, Dale Melnick. Welcome to the Niagara Sports Report.
Rod, thank you so much for having me. I can't believe I'm in Montreal. Of all weekends.
I want to talk to you. You're in Montreal for a beach volleyball event, but how crazy is Habs fever right now in Montreal?
Oh my gosh. Listen, we drove in. First of all, I'm a volleyball. I'm every other sport but hockey. I knew that the Canadians had made it into the Stanley Cup. And when I realized that they were in town last night, I had booked my Airbnb like 2-3 weeks ago. And I looked and I thought, oh my gosh, we should try to get tickets. Yes, little did I know they were upwards $5,000-$6,000. It was crazy. But the fans, they're everywhere. All you see is a sea of red and just everybody's just having a really good time. And it hasn't been too crazy that I thought, oh my gosh, are we going to start seeing, you know, cars flipped over in riots? But yeah, it's been a pretty cool atmosphere for sure.
And you said, I was going to say $5,000-$6,000 for tickets might be on the cheap end because I've heard up to $11,000 or $12,000. Unbelievable.
Listen, they only let about 3,500 fans into the arena. It wasn't even, you could see the empty seats. So we enjoyed the game from afar watching on a big screen TV last night.
All right. Let's get to volleyball. You've coached for over 20 years, but before that, take us through your playing career, Dale.
Yeah, so I was really lucky. Way back, I hate to say it, but in 1985, I graduated from high school, and I was recruited by quite a few universities out of the U.S. And in those days, it was your coach that wrote, you know, pen to paper and wrote a letter, put it in a snail mail, and sent a cassette tape to coaches so you could get recruited. And it was a pretty cool experience to be able to tour around all these campuses and get to know the coaches. And the long and the short, I had turned down Ohio State, Arizona, Florida State, and ended up going to the University of Georgia. Just had an awesome time, really cool experience, won a couple of championships and qualified for the first time in the first time ever and since for the NCAA tournament. So never won an NCAA championship, but won back-to-back Southeastern Conference championships, which was cool. You know, our team's in the Hall of Fame, right beside Herschel Walker, if there's any football fans on the call. But yeah, it was pretty cool. And then transferred back and finished my degree at York University and played a couple of years at York before I ran out of eligibility. And from there, went on and played a great pro beach tour. And in those days, the beach volleyball wasn't what it is today. So it's pretty neat to get the sense that, you know, my era was instrumental in building these great beach tours. Mm. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. I got to travel a lot, meet a lot of interesting people. Funny enough, when I coached the junior national team for Team Canada, I'm sitting in Honduras at our hotel, and I was talking to the Team USA coach, who back in 1985 had recruited me for Ohio State. So it was kind of neat to have that full circle moment with him and close off, you know, why did you go to Georgia and not Ohio? And yeah, just swap some stories. So I feel pretty lucky.
Absolutely. And the sport of volleyball, as you just mentioned, has brought you right around the world. It's amazing to think. Former volleyball player turned coach and now founder of Six Pack Recruiting, Niagara's Dale Melnick, live on the Niagara Sports Report on the line from Montreal, Quebec. Well, let's get to Six Pack Recruiting. How did it all come to be, Dale?
Well, I was sitting on an airplane coming back from North Seacoast. I was sitting with one of my starting setters, and she was in grade 11 at the time. And I said to her, hey, what's happening with recruiting? Where are you going to school? You must be going to the U.S. Because it's really, that's the thing right now. A lot of athletes love to play NCAA. And she said to me, she goes, Dale, it's been a nightmare. I go, what are you talking about? She said, I hired a U.S. recruiter to take care of my recruiting process. So two things went through my head. The first was, as a coach, I'm like, I had no idea they were recruiting agencies. Okay. So that was the first. The second was, why would you hire a U.S. recruiter as a Canadian athlete? And so then, so I'm asking her this, and her dad was beside me as well on the plane. And her dad leaned forward and he said, Dale, I paid this U.S. recruiter upwards of $5,000. And my jaw dropped. Because I know how much we pay for our kids to play sports. Mm-hmm. And I thought, $5,000 US, that's, you know, $8,000-$9,000 depending on the exchange. And I just said to her, well, what are you getting out of it? And she said, nothing. They don't know me as an athlete. They don't understand what my academic sensitivity. So she was going through all these things that didn't work. And so off I'd go back to normal, go back to the real world and enjoying retirement. And I was sitting out for dinner with my husband of all places in Walt Disney World. And I said to him, I'm going to start a recruiting agency. And it came out of nowhere. I had not mentioned it once. And I said, yes, I'm going to start Six Pack Recruiting. And he goes, okay, first of all, what are you talking about? And I said, well, my daughter's an avid volleyball player and she has a tendency of six packing. So you hit a ball really hard. And sadly, athletes get hit in the head and the face, and that's called six-pack. So I thought, I'm going to call it Six-Pack Recruiting. All volleyball athletes know what this is all about. And I said, I'm going to take care of Canadian athletes. I want them to hire Canadian. I don't want them to pay these ridiculous prices. And I really want to guide and mentor them how to navigate the process, this recruiting world. And so that was 2018. Mm-hmm. And so it started really fast with a couple of really quick clients. And then I had returned to the national team again for world championships. Rod, I got to climb in a pyramid in Egypt, just to do a little sidebar there.
Yeah.
With volleyball, it really took off when I came back from world championships. So August 2019, Six Pack Recruiting just took off. So from 2019 to today, I've probably supported 100, 125, 150 athletes with the process. And I'm telling you, I'm having a blast, absolute blast.
That's amazing. And of course, through the pandemic, through COVID-19. Okay, where can people find out more about Six Pack Recruiting?
Well, all they have to do is Google Six Pack Recruiting Sports now. So since the word got out about what I was doing with all these volleyball athletes, other sports are now calling. So I'm working with, I just started working with soccer, basketball, tennis. It's just been, yeah, it's been, so I even had a rodeo athlete call me. So there's scholarships everywhere. There's money to be found academically and athletically. And at the end of the day, it's really about supporting the athletes on how to start contacting coaches and what they need to say, how they need to say it, and just finalizing that process. So they just need to find me online, Six Pack Recruiting Sports, and they can check out my website. They can book a free one-on-one just to ask their questions. And yeah, I'd love to sit down with anybody who wants to talk about the next step.
All about communication and someone that's been there and done it. And I also, just as you just mentioned Six Pack Recruiting Sports, but I believe sixpackrecruiting.com will give you more information as well. Dale, this is an awesome story. And I'm glad you've expanded outside of volleyball. It's great to hear. Thanks again for all of this and on all the best. And glad you continue to give back to not only the game you love, but more sports now through recruiting.
Rod, you're the best. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Dale Melnick of Six Pack Recruiting, and great story. And, of course, to hear her live from a beach volleyball tournament in Montreal this weekend adds a little extra special touch. From the beach volleyball courts of Montreal to the diamond of Welland Stadium, home of the Jackfish and their owner and president, Ryan Harrison, is next. Basketball and hockey, too, on the show. This is the Niagara Sports Report. Thunder.